G'day. Day 138, and I'm camping beside Lake Pukaki, which has Mount Cook at the end of it. However, I did not see any Mount Cook because it is a bit cloudy down the other end of the lake. Today was all about road walking, and that's all I did. I was road walking for 9 hours, 5 minutes, and a total of 39 kilometres, and my feet ache after that amount of time and just plodding away with a bag that has more food than it needs to be for a one day section to the next stint, which is Twizel. I hurt, but it was a very welcome relief to find a toilet, which I didn't use, but I'm camping beside it, so it gives it a bit more legitimacy to instead of just freedom camping. So I found a toilet some kilometres down the actual lake. So it started off this morning. I had a late start, or just before 10 I left, and I wandered down the main road to start with until it turned off down this other road. This section originally was meant to be down the canal, but being that I think it's Genesis Energy, are doing a huge revamp of the canal, and so the canal's been shut, and so that's been rerouted. I was really much looking forward to doing the canal section. It was actually something I was, I don't know why, nothing special about it. You're just walking beside a river that's man-made, really. And I was, I was kind of disappointed that I wasn't able to do it. So instead, they've got, the TA Trust has made it so it's gone longer, by 15 or 20k longer, and thus just making it harder to actually get to a place to camp. However, you probably could camp beside a location right as soon as you get into the lake, but I thought, okay, I'm just going to keep pushing. Went over old, or station land, you could say, and also it was beside military training zones, so nothing interesting, you don't see anything, but that's just what was there. Come across a really cool old hut. Couldn't open the door to get inside, but you could see there was a mattress and a bench that was in there, and not sure why it was there, but it was there maybe for road maintenance. It used to have power, but it was just a one-man shack, so it was kind of cool to see that. Got to the lake, some nice views, and then just literally walked on the road down the lake itself. So just lots of road walking, and I've got a bit more of that tomorrow, but yeah, it's a bit gusty out there. I was so happy to set up my tent, got some dinner, and it was just lovely. It's strange though being by myself again after walking so much with the boys. So yeah, have a good life. See you.